This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitch, please. All right, guys, we've been speculating on whether Bill Belichick taking over North Carolina's program would be realistic. Belichick yesterday on Pat McAfee confirming his talks with UNC and explaining what a Belichick-led Tar Heel program would look like.
Let me put this in capital letters. If I was in a college program, the college program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that had the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program, training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques that would transfer to the NFL. It would be an NFL program at a college level and an education that would get the players ready for their career after football, whether that was the end of their college career or at the end of their pro career. But it would be, you know, geared toward developing the player, time management, you know, discipline, structure, and all that, that would be life skills, regardless of whether they're in the NFL or in somewhere in business. And, you know, I feel very confident that I have the contacts in the National Football League to pave the way for those players that would have the ability to have the opportunity to compete in the National Football League, whether they're good enough or not. I don't know, but they would be ready for it. I don't have any doubt about that.
I think you people are full of crap. I think it'd be great as a college coach. I will fight it all damn day long.
I think that sounds...
Let's go.
He took the fun out of the NFL. Now he's going to take the fun out of college. Roddy, would you play for Bill Belichick if that was the pitch?
That's the most I've heard him talking. Like, how many years was he
been a long time
NFL coach? Sound like an audition right there. That, hey, if UNC doesn't want me, somebody else, you know, hey, this is what I have to offer. This is what I'm willing to do. This is what I'm going to do. But I think if you were a college like player, I mean, I would. He just said it. He's got connections. It's the pathway. I mean, you do good. There's a high chance, high probability you're going to end up in the league. And teams, NFL teams like that. They like knowing that you were groomed. You come from NFL systems. You're fully capable. You have the capacity. Now the fun part. He might have to hire somebody else to create that fun environment
Josh McDaniels are making fun. No. Making a lot of fun.
If I'm a college player, I'm definitely looking at Belichick.
Thank you. Because they look at me like I'm the biggest idiot in the world, and somebody's like, well, he's not going to go into anybody's house and recruit. I go, he ain't going to have to.
Yeah.
If UNC, that does have rich boosters, it is a well-to-do school, if they are willing to pay the fiddler and help out the football program, like people are going, Ken Urban, like he's giving me, he's going, Ken Urban got out of coaching, Saban. I go, these guys are going away from a situation they are not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. He has dealt with a players association for 40 years, both as an assistant, as a head coach twice, and a guy who's been the de facto general manager for 20 of the 24 years, apparently, when he was with the New England Patriots. Yeah. So now you're going into a situation, you have A, unlimited draft picks because of the recruiting, you have a transfer portal, you have no salary cap, the only salary that you have to deal with is the NIL of what you have, and if they're going to bring you in, they have to be serious about the NIL situation. I don't think he's going to win a national championship at UNC if he were to become the UNC head coach. I think he's looking for the power that he's always desired. He is not going to get into the NFL because he's too damn old, and you can't give him all that power because of his age, because he doesn't answer for any of it, because you might have to move on in 4 years. But a place like UNC, he can be given all the power. I don't know about this whole business of just making his son the head coach and waiting. I don't know about that, even though it seems players love him. They say it all over the place. They love Steven Belichick. But my thought is, if your goal is to make the playoffs and win the ACC, which you basically have to win the ACC to make the playoffs for UNC, mm-hmm. he could do that. Mm-hmm. I think he could do that, Rodney.
Yeah, I think he has a fair chance.
Disagree with him. It's except, so easy to call me names. Disagree with
no,
him.
No, I think I
except
think
when my Cavaliers coming away.
I think Rodney is the type of guy who would love, who would run over to sign up to play for Bill Belichick. I think there's a bunch of guys that this sounds like not a lot of fun. And, you know, there are other guys that just have a track record.
Money ain't
of being
fun.
A,
money ain't fun.
But they this is something they just have to take his word for it, that he's never done this at the college level. So I do understand somebody like Rodney, it does sound appealing for. I wonder if in reality this is a pitch that works. Now, I do want to ask Rodney quickly.
Yeah.
Jim Schwartz, is he going over the fake slide with Patrick Mahomes? Because it's one of the dastardly moves in all of football. They try to do everything they can to protect these quarterbacks. Then you have someone who manipulates the rules to their advantage, like this Patrick Mahomes fella. Have you guys gone over it this week?
We haven't started. Yesterday was a recap of the game. So I'm sure starting tomorrow, first day, that'll be on, the notes, and probably show a couple clips of that and how we have to obviously play through the whistle to a degree and make sure that we do what's appropriate, because to your point, you know, he is using it to his advantage.
Yeah, you can call him a cheater. It's okay.
Have you seen any of the videos of Dylan Raiola on the sidelines basically acting like Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Okay, I have something to show you afterwards, because I realize we're at the end of the show and I could trap you into saying some sort of quote-unquote bulletin board material. It is my opinion. It's getting a little odd. Do you share that opinion, Owen, as a Chiefs fan?
As the as Cleveland's foremost Chiefs fan, yes. It's very odd.
It's getting a little... He's signing autographs on Sunday night on the sidelines wearing a Chiefs jacket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. At first, it was like,
fully embrace.
He's a child. It's cute. And I'm like, well, you've been through your first college season now. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I didn't want to forge your own path there, young man.
Do you care if Taylor Swift attends this football game?
To me, it doesn't matter. But
does your wife care?
No.
Is there more pressure to perform in front of Taylor Swift?
No. But I know there'll be a large fan base showing up to the stadium, outside the stadium, watching the game. So we're going to give them a show. Concert, if you didn't know, this Sunday in Cleveland. She gives her tour dates out.
It'd be a hell of a... Boy, there are like a lot on the secondary market. If they found out that Taylor Swift was actually going to be at this game, how much would that crowd change?
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Be a little different.
It would be a different crowd.
Guys, I'm doing a market watch. We can't have that happen.
We're going to have to.
Waiting for tickets, yeah.
You might want to get in early. Because if someone says she's going to be there.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
I thought she already announced that a long time ago.
No. Oh. She might be here with her boyfriend, who plays for the Chiefs. She might be in the stands. Or not in the stands. She wouldn't...
She's not going to sit by me?
Sweet life.
537?
It's one of the most wealthy, most powerful women on earth.
She's not going to sit in the dog pound?
No.
Big fan.
That's not... No. I don't know why I'm acting so appalled by your question.
I
podcast coming up after the show. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Free Odyssey app. 10:15 Eastern. I want to argue about the Belichick thing, and amongst others. Ken Carmen for Tone, for Mitch, for Owen, for Rodney, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lyme, even though I already said for Tone, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Bye-bye.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.